tape from the bar cops. They had to subpoena that. They tried, that was a choice they made to try to hold that tape. But it was released. They showed it yesterday and the whole courtroom gasped because it was a clear video. It wasn't from a camera phone, it was from a real video camera. Then they tried to twist the brother up and thought he was gonna be somebody ignorant, and he ended up being an educated brother that's in college. And he was able to state very clearly what happened and what he seen was wrong. He said that he saw police using unnecessary force, and that's why he started the videotape. So we gonna stand out here every day until the court is over. Stand strong, show our support to the family, and to show the world that we not just gonna stand by and let a killer cop get away with murder here in the Bay Area, in the progressive Bay Area. We not gonna stand for that. Because we know if it can happen here and it was caught on tape, all across the world it's gonna happen at an alarming rate. And if we don't get justice here, there will be no peace. Justice for Oscar Grant.
Right now, we're hanging out here. We're talking with Tony Coleman.
Yes, yes.
You know, you talk about what's going on with the Oscar Grant case. Here we are, the week of Malcolm X's birthday.
Yes, Malcolm X's birthday.
Beginning of Hip Hop Appreciation Week. And a lot of folks, right now we're on one side, but there's a hell of a lot of people on the other side of the courthouse. But talk about what's happened at the trial against the police officer that murdered Oscar Grant.
Well, they're doing everything they can to try to discredit the witnesses who had videotaped the actual killing. Yesterday they had on the stand a brother who actually had a clear video shot. It wasn't from a camera phone like the rest of them. This was actually taken from a video camera. And the brother had got off the stop after that. And when he was viewing the tape with his friends, they were huddled around. The bar cops had got a radio call that this incident just had happened. So they went over to the brother and asked him, oh, can we make a copy of that? Could you come with us to the office? And the brother said that he felt fearful, so he went with him to the office. And they confiscated his camera.
They never gave it back?
They never gave it back until they subpoenaed it. So it took 45 days, past 45 days, for them to actually get this evidence.
Did they show it yesterday in the court. Did they change anything?
They didn't change anything.
So what was shown on the thing?
It was
in
a
court?
Very clear shot. It was an angle that hasn't been released to the public that nobody else has seen. And when they showed it yesterday in the courtroom, the whole courtroom just gasped because it was just a clear, direct shot. And it was so clear that the officer
wasn't fuzzy or anything.
Wasn't fuzzy or nothing. It was just clear. And it was just a clear, direct shot showing that the officer reached for his gun and shot him. Cold-blooded. Cold-blooded murder is cold-blooded murder.
Let me ask you, you know, they said leading up to this trial that there were attempts to try and place Oscar Grant himself in some sort of negative light. I mean, you heard all sorts of rumors. You heard police officers say he was a gang member. Heard police officers say he was a crackhead. You heard all these types of things. How's that playing out? And what's the word on the streets where you and others have been organizing?
Well, they're trying to do everything they can to discredit, just like I said. The one brother that was on the videotape, they asked him, well, why did you want to film? And he said, I saw police using unnecessary force. Then the other brother got on the stand yesterday, and they said to him, because they heard him in the background saying the N-word, like, oh, that nigga just hit, oh, woo, woo. So they try to reverse it and say to the youngster, the witness, why were you using a racist word towards the officer? And then they said, well, what did I use? And he said, oh, I can't say it, it's the N-word. And they said, was it N-I-G-G-A or N-I-G-E-R?
So wait, they tried to flip it?
They tried to flip it.
Isn't that interesting because the police have used the different spellings of that word to actually get people off of.
That's it.
Wow.
So they've been doing all their tricks. They're pulling out all their tricks And they have their witnesses are starting to go on. They had one witness today.
The police officer,
it was a police officer, but he didn't say openly that he was a police officer. But when they started questioning him, you could tell that he come from a law enforcement background. And he even said that he tried to say that the fight was a brawl, a 20-minute brawl from Lake Merritt Station to Fruitville. And anybody that rode the BART from Lake Merritt to Fruitville, that's only one stop. It's like under 5 minutes.
Right.
So everything that they're doing is getting squashed. Everything that they try to do, soon as they show the tape, no matter how much they try to discredit or try to demonize Oscar, soon as you pop in that tape, the whole courtroom just gasped.
Now, they don't have a jury yet, do they? Or they're getting ready to pick it. This is to see, what we're dealing with is to see if this will actually go to trial.
That's it, if he has to answer to these charges. And to what degree or what charges? From first degree, second degree, to manslaughter, to accidental death. That's what this is for, to see if it can. So we're gonna spend 2 weeks of taxpayers' money to see if there's enough evidence to hold this man, to bound him over to Superior Court. But we know if it would have been any one of us, if you would have shot a dog like that, Michael Vick just now getting out, if you would have shot a dog like that, you would be held accountable. They're going 2 weeks to show a videotape that the whole world seen.
Well, you know, this reminds me of a case that you dealt with, you know, several years ago, where you were actually innocent, and they took you like that.
That's
you
know? Right. They didn't hesitate
or nothing. And it was just off of one person's word.
That's right. State of California is the only state of California that they will lock you up for the rest of your life if you got 3 strikes, no matter if you've been clean for 20 years. And as soon as they had me for something that I didn't even do, the first thing they said was he's a 3-strike candidate. My bail was $100,000. And if it wasn't for the community, but people like you, Davey, and the rest of the community came out and held that party for me and raised all that money, I would have been still in jail because they would have held me in there and I wouldn't have been able to be free to go to the court.
And I bring this up only to make the point in contrast that, first of all, this was one person's word who mistook you.
That's right.
You were later found innocent of all that sort of stuff.
Right.
But one word, and you was in jail,
exactly.
$100,000 bail.
That's right.
Here you got hundreds of videotapes, and this guy, we're debating for 2 weeks
That's
whether
right.
he should go to trial.
Ain't that something? Only in America, huh? Only in America, where you can see something like that, and the cops are being, they have a different set of rules. We were just saying out here today, we've been out here strong all week. We've been out here. We had a lot of orders going on today. We had a lot of people speaking, but we were saying that today is that how can it be when we're black and brown people are being held accountable, they call that justice. But then when an officer kills somebody, one of their own kills somebody, do something wrong, then now they don't want justice. They don't want that kind of justice. So it's like they want a different kind of justice. But we out here today standing strong, there should be only one kind of justice, and justice for all.